This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
One of the things I've done recently, I had last week, a tarot card reading.
Oh, okay. Well, that was nice.
You know, and I thought before I ever had one, I thought, oh, you know what? This is just some sort of fortune-telling thing. You know, it's not. There's nothing. You know, I just thought, let's go. It's fun. But
You thought you only get gypsies reading tea leaves.
Yeah, I thought it would be something like this. But you know what? It's not at all. And so we've bought our tarot card reader into the studio.
Well, you've invited your tarot card reader, Nigel, into the
Nigel,
studio.
Nigel, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Joy.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
Is this like a doctor and a client where there's confidentiality? I want to know the truth. Did you tell him that... Your life's shit. Give it up. Move on. You know, like, radio, that's never going to work. What the hell are you on about?
You know, it's actually, the experience is, I thought you'd go in and say, you know, you're going to meet this lovely man and you're going to stumble across this pot of gold, and all. But it's not at all.
It's not a leprechaun. It's not sending you down the rainbow.
It's more like this spiritual guidance thing, isn't it, Nigel? Maybe you can tell us a bit about it.
Tarot's about giving people options, and it works on the subconscious. Conscious level, and it uses symbology in the form of archetypes and life lessons to be able to help people. So it's really about providing people with insights to overcome some of their life problems and giving them options.
And so you get people to shuffle.
Correct. And the act of shuffling puts an energetic signature into the cards, and it allows the reader to actually tune into that while they're reading.
And as you saw, I've got these amazing shuffling skills where I couldn't.
Did you drop them?
I cannot shuffle cards.
That is like 99 years bad luck. If you drop the tarot card.
Yes. Well, some of the cards can be quite large, so for some people that can be a challenge, but there's always a way around that.
Yeah. And one of the things when I saw you last week and you said, working on yourself and self-love, and you recommended buying a crystal, which I went and did. And, you know, I put it on and it felt amazing. It felt really, really good. So how does the crystal come into it?
Well, working with crystals is something that I have an affinity with, and kunzite in particular, it's one of the high vibrational stones that takes love and it multiplies it by about 1,000. So it's one of the amazing stones that attracts love into your life and allows you to see the good things within yourself.
Are you feeling my love, Tom?
Well, I knew you were feeling good. He come walking through, like, thinking he was the aunt's pants. I thought he had lifts in his shoes, but it was a crystal. I mean, it all, yeah.
We're gonna come back, and Tom, you're going to shuffle the cards.
I'm going to have a shuffle.
During the break. Mark, you've joined us as well. Now, you're an energy
healer. Yeah, hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell us about, what's a healer do, an energy healer?
Well, I suppose I should ask you that after your experiences. But an energy healer works through Reiki and other healing training I've had. Plus, I work with my spirit guides and other angels, and I bring in crystals and oils as well. So basically, I act as a channel through my years of training to be able to bring through high vibrational frequencies of healing, of love, of harmony. And I have a look into the chakras, and we learn to see where they're flowing and not flowing. And so I see everything from an energy point of view.
So I had a healing with Mark, and I remember the first time I went, and I was lying down, and he said, something about your energy field has to go into
grounding.
The earth, and mine was up in the air.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was all in his head. It was up in his head.
There was nothing.
I thought you meant like short man syndrome, where they always think they're taller than who they are.
Well, I have that as well.
But you talked about a spirit guide.
Yes.
Do we all have one?
We all have quite a few.
Mine better
of those.
Be pretty and stylish, not some ugly dead person.
Ugly dead people that are normally our beautiful loved ones, family who have passed over.
Oh, whereas, okay. Oh, that's nice. So, but if you've ever seen my family photo, I had some uglies in there, let me tell you.
Well, actually, the first healing on Warren, his father came through.
My grandfather.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Beautifully. And he was in radio as well?
Yes. Was that correct? He was a singer.
Yes. And so he came through bringing, telling me information about Warren and radio and the power of his voice, and to know that he brings through a lot of wisdom and healing through his work. So to keep concentrating
on
his voice.
He does have a great power of voice, because every time he talks, it puts me to sleep. I mean, it's the best voice.
There you go.
Doesn't work for breakfast, does it? I'm only joking. I really love Warren.
But my, I've got this, apparently, spirit guy, and even with Mark and Nigel, he's muscly.
Oh, really?
He's got red hair.
Well, I thought you'd be like everybody else. Isn't it like Cleopatra or Joan of Arc? You know,
that's
bitch
quite rare.
Let me tell you, that bitch is busy. I've heard, you know, I think Kardashians have got one. They've all, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna come back. You're going to shuffle the cards during the song.
Yes.
And we're going to find out about you and Wayne and your love life. What's happening?
We still have our lovely guests.
We've got
here.
Mark the Energy Healer and Nige the Tarot Card Reader. And you've shuffled the cards during the break.
I did.
You're going to tell us about
his
love life.
Yes, that's right. So I've done a reading between the relationship with you and your partner, Tom, and the cards would indicate that you're represented by justice. So that's a sense of fairness, doing the right thing, making sure that things go to plan, and also understanding that things have a natural way of working things out. When I looked further into that, the Hierophant came up, and that also tells me that you're perhaps the teacher in the relationship, the person that's giving guidance and behind the scenes and bringing wisdom into the relationship. With your partner, Wayne, strength tells me that he's a strong person, that he's got a lot of strength and fortitude. When I look deeper into that, we've got the Stars, which in this instance, I think that really represents healing. So he brings a lot of healing. And of course, people that have strength often go through challenges in life, and that means that they need to heal from that, and they bring a lot of wisdom in through that. When we look at the combination between you both, the Hanged Man comes up, and this really...
Oh, do you like to be tied to the bed? Is that got anything really to do with that? No.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. But I think that in this case, it's really about perhaps taking some time to think about things between you. And when you're upside down, of course, your head is below your heart. So the heart is the thing that comes forward. And the clarification on that, the Sun is telling me that it's the right thing to do when you're actually taking that time out to really look at things in a positive way. And the outcome, I've got the High Priestess, and she comes with secrets, things that can't be seen. And when we look a bit further into that, I've got the Fool and the World, and it means that you're actually moving forward together, you know, with triumph, and you're working through things together and in a really positive way. And I think if there are some challenges where you are feeling like you're having to take some time out to really think things through, then this will give you the opportunity to actually work through those and come to some really solid conclusions.
Oh, that's thank you. That's really good. From what I got from that, Wayne, is I won't be home. I'm out to get laid tonight. Is that what I'm doing?
Well, that could be one of the secrets that you're hiding. Mark, it's now not a secret.
Mark, have you noticed anything about Tom while you've been sitting here? Because you've got this ability to, you know, to read auras and metaphysical stuff.
Earlier on, you could say I had a sneaky peek into who's around him, and I brought up his grandmother on your mother's side, and you said your grandmother brought you to the spiritualist,
correct? Yeah,
church, yes. And me and Nigel are actually members of the Brunswick spiritualist church, so that's where we have a lot of our training as well. So no wonder she stepped forward. And she's stepping forward, and she's holding a cross in her palm, like a religious kind of cross in her palm. Can you connect into that and what that would mean for you?
We do. Both my grandmother and I loved wearing crucifixes as jewelry.
Okay.
And I've got one of hers.
There you go.
And okay. it goes, and everyone used to say, why do you do it? And I say, because going to a Catholic school, I'm like, Jesus, I love the whole idea of...
Okay, beautiful. So this is her way of confirming it's her
yep.
by showing me very specific and something very special that each of you have, and you have that jewelry yeah. of hers.
And I have hers, yes.
So she's just coming in saying, I love you, I'm always here, I haven't yeah. left. And when you need her, wear that jewelry of hers, and it will help you feel, because she brings you a lot of healing that you've forgotten about. And as I'm saying that, I'm getting quite emotional because I can really feel her love for you.
She was lovely. My nana was my saviour. And when she passed away, I gave up on my family. And I just went... You know what? I stayed with my family because yeah. of my nana. Yeah. Now that she's gone, I don't feel like I need to be part of this family anymore, and I walked away.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's also saying, you have family, I'm still here,
yeah.
and you still have an important place in the line of your ancestries and your family.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank
very
you.
Very emotional yeah. and beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
From Jason of Ivanhoe. Is there a way for healing to be done that clears the mind of distraction so that you can declutter our lives mentally and physically? And how do we go about having this done?
Wow. That's a very multifaceted question. Mm. So number one, like with Warren as well, is that a lot of my healing clients come in and they're not grounded. Their aura is up around their knees, meaning all of their energy is up around in the head. So their thoughts and emotions are then bouncing around in their aura, recycling around, around, around. So having our feet on the earth, getting physical, hugging a tree, getting grounded so that our aura goes into the earth, so the earth has a chance to magnetically pull through and clear and cleanse and keep the energy flowing, because everyone's so much in their heads.
So just get in contact with the earth,
yes,
is what you're saying.
But you know that when you're just even saying that, I'm the same. If I'm angry, the first thing I do is I take my shoes off and go and garden.
Perfect.
So I go and stand, exactly. And isn't that funny? So it's the whole your feeling intuition. Of the earth between my fingers yes. and my feet.
Yes.
And even the children was a bit of a joke of us growing up. If Dad went to the veggie garden, leave him alone for 20 minutes, which is usually where I went, because if I didn't want to scream at yeah. them or the children, you just go out to the veggie garden, have a little play. Within 10 minutes, I can come back in and start again.
Nature, the best healer. Exactly.
Mark and Nigel, thanks for coming in this morning, and thanks for doing the readings.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
On Tom. Great to be here.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.